Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The local police, he should talk to the people that he's had deployed there. And he has a responsibility in all of this. He started this. There should be no violence. He should not continue to support violence. They should not be edged on and, you know, provoked in any way. And that's what the President of the United States is doing, to exert his power and to show that he's in charge and to show that he's going to get the numbers that he promised to get people deported.
When you listen to Maxine Waters talking about the rioters in, you know, California, where she's from, of course, but really anywhere that they're starting to engage in this unrest. Everybody is saying this on X for sure, but they're talking about they need a martyr. Imagine engaging in all of this specifically for the intent of getting a name of a martyr. They don't know who the name is. What does it mean to be a martyr? That means that somebody's life is going to be sacrificed for what? For what? Are they really working to make sure? Is the point of Maxine Waters, is what she really wants, the outcome that she's pursuing, really to be so that these people get to stay in the country? Like, does she care about these people? What she cares about is their presence in the country for the political power that will come downstream, whether it be the census or whether it be a potential path to citizenship, which is not likely under this iteration of government. But who knows what's going to happen in the midterms next year versus N plus 2028? We don't know. We know nothing. There is no way that in, say, 2019, you would be able to predict what the next 8 years look like. And if somebody said, here's what's going to happen, you'd be like, not a chance. No possible way. So, you know, everyone's like, oh, J.D. Vance, 48, they call him 48. Folks, we know nothing. And if you make those types of assumptions, you're going to have blind spots. They're going to cost you greatly. But the Maxine Waters of the world, when she's on CNN there and she's talking about these rioters, I can't help but think about these rioters as petulant children. Especially when we know, there's so many TikTok videos that end up being placed on X, because I don't have TikTok. I want to have TikTok, but I'm not going to have it. I've never downloaded it. I've never used it. I want to have it, but I don't want to be any more in China's hand than I probably already am with other things that I use. But I want to play some of these videos that are coming off of TikTok, but they're all laced with profanity, and I can't do it. And if I bleep them out, then the bleeping becomes the story, because there's so many words. There are influencers on TikTok that are coming out and talking about how they were reached out to, offered $200 a day to go protest. This is what you'll do. This is where you can go. This is what we'll need from you. And some of these influencers are like, I don't want to participate in this. I need money. But I'm not taking $200 to participate in this. What the Democrat Party is investing in, and that is really the answer that I want the most. How do these protests come together? How are they funded? We talked with Molly Hemingway yesterday. What was it? BioShield or something like that? Whatever it was, they were showing on Fox News some of these rioters, and there's a guy who had his trunk popped open. It was like a Mazda 5 or something. I don't know.
Who knows? Something like that, maybe.
Something like that. Real manly.
Something. Yeah, that's manly. I thought you were going to make fun of it.
No. I wouldn't.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was like some sort of hatchback car or whatever, and they're lifting out these brand new boxes. They're not small boxes. They're individually wrapped face masks, and I'm thinking to myself, those are not cheap. These are expensive pieces of protection that are being taken out of this car. They're being delivered to this location. The guy's opening the boxes, pulling out these BioShield face mask shields or whatever, and I was like, I'm Googling that, and it was $65 a pop. Well, that's not cheap. You can't go into a riot where you've got maybe, 100 people? Maybe hundreds in some places, maybe not quite that much. Sometimes these things look really massive on TV, and then if you take the wide shot, it's like they are causing a lot of problems on this block. Did you see did I show you, did you guys see the video of the protest in St. Louis? It was across the street from Union Station.
I heard about it, but I haven't seen the video.
I mean, I've been at, I guess you would, I don't know, it was the Walk for Life. I emceed the Walk for Life, not this year. I was, I had a prior commitment and I couldn't emcee it this year, but I did it last year. And we had about the same amount of people on a Saturday morning for the Walk for Life. So I'm not going to say, I'm not going to look at that protest and be like, that is not a lot of people. But I do know that other people would look at our March for Life protest and be like, oh, you're not exactly swarming the streets, are you? I mean, in downtown St. Louis, you get a few hundred people down there. Take it for what you will. But what was taking place in St. Louis yesterday, they didn't burn the city down yesterday. I was here at 97.1 during the Michael Brown aftermath, the Ferguson aftermath. People were burning the city down. I was very gracious to have the opportunity to come in and do Sunday nights with Mark Cox when he had a Sunday night show. And we were scared in some instances to come down. Like, there were times where my boss said, don't come downtown. Just stay home. Because the unrest is significant. We haven't seen that in St. Louis. I have no confidence that we won't. These are paid agitators. Like, don't you look? And I'm like, when do you have time to show up and do this type of activity with such commitment? Like, you know, in of course, I have a very different set of facts that exist with my life. But I'm like, what if you get arrested? That's the goal. That's the situation where you are going out there, you're trying to disrupt, you're trying to sow chaos, you're probably intending to vandalize, you're trying to threaten law enforcement. Is this country in a position right now where they are going to suffer the fools who want to look at law enforcement and treat them this way? We are way past that.
I don't know. And I genuinely do not understand. You know, you open with the Maxine Waters clip. Gavin Newsom saying the same thing. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is saying, I think Adam Schiff's getting in on the action. The message is like the memo went out.
Don't ever say that again.
What's that?
Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff getting in on the action? Too bad.
Shame on you. Go sit in the corner.
That's out there now. The message that they're repeating is the guy sending in law enforcement wants riots. I genuinely do not get how you're getting there. So, yes, there's riots. They're acknowledging that now because that's a step forward.
But they're saying there are riots because Trump made a move.
But they're only riots because the guy who's saying he's for law and order is sending in more law enforcement to decrease riots. What alternate universe could that be?
The one they've been living in this whole time. Which, another part of the conversation I had yesterday with Molly Hemingway was, in the past, you had collusion. We're very familiar with that word if you've been around with following following the Trump time in political office for a while. You had collusion between the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., we call it the swamp, and the media, which was hand in hand with the swamp. They'd create a story and a narrative, and then it's a loop. We had the dossier P tape thing that nobody would touch except for BuzzFeed. What they needed was somebody to throw the story out there. They just needed the story to be entered into the ether so that people could say, sources say, reports indicate. And then it's like a swarm of bees. All of a sudden, there's all of this mayhem and everybody is looking around and it's sensational. And then you have the bureaucracy, the elected officials participating in its in its sustenance. You have them going on to news outlets and saying, like, well, you know, if this are this is true, if the president is working with Russia, but the people are being spoon-fed things that make them emotionally erratic, and it becomes a story. The bureaucracy needs the media, and the media needs the bureaucracy. And Donald Trump is the orange Kool-Aid man who walked in and broke through and left a Donald Trump-sized hole in the building so everybody would always remember that he was there. Disrupt, break down, rebuild. That's what Donald Trump has been trying to do. And when it doesn't work, they riot. They've done this multiple times. We know this story. I always like the venture over to see, well, how does Florida handle a situation like this?
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
So I hear that and I think, you know, gosh, Ron DeSantis is like, run him over. Now, of course, he's saying that if you're feeling threatened, if they are approaching you, if they are putting themselves in your space and you feel threatened, you have the right to remove yourself from that situation. And if they've put themselves in your path, that's on them. You know, in a simpler sense, like I said earlier, like when I think about these protesters as like teenagers, rebellious teenagers, sometimes they just need a cause to rebel. They just want to know what the status quo is so that they can know what their rebellion is going to look like. You insert the status quo and then they're like, okay, now this is what we're going to do. When we grew up in the 80s and then creeping into the 90s, everything was colorful and loud and blah, blah, blah. So what happened? Black, grunge.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Sadness. It's whatever the opposite is. Now, it's like the more colorful that you can present yourself. I mean, it's just like what is mainstream? We are going to be the opposite. These are emotionally driven people. They function on emotion, which is why there are so many people who are on our side of the aisle that pull their hair out trying to figure out why these people can't listen to reason, because they're not even hearing reason, let alone paying attention to it. You can't rationalize with irrational people. And it's a waste of time. And I am giving none of my energy over to these over-emotional, petulant morons who are overtaking our streets, treating our law enforcement the way they're treating them. You don't get any of my energy. You don't get any of my sympathy. You have put yourself in a position, just like Ron DeSantis has said, they've put themselves in a position to F-A-F-O. And it's a crude acronym. I understand that. The reason why that acronym is so used right now is because we have spent so much time letting the teenager feel, letting the teenager express themselves. And if they're expressing themselves in a way that seems a little outside of the boundaries to the point where it might be dangerous, detrimental, harmful, We have been told for so long to not. Don't interfere. You let them be who they are. We can't, as a civilized society, allow this type of disruption, this type of violence, this type of chaos to exist in our streets and leave it be as some, like, these are people who need, who they just want to be heard. Knock it, the fudge brownie off.
You know, it's funny. It was one of the random days that I was filling in over the last 2 months or whatever. And Jonathan Kite was in, the comedian. And I was talking to him about his friend, Thomas Lennon. If you don't know who Thomas Lennon is, he played Lieutenant Jay Dangle on the police parody show. I can't remember the name of it right now. You know what I'm talking about.
Which one? Like the, I don't know, the Brooklyn Nine-Nine or...
Not Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's the police parody
show. Police
Squad? No. I should have had the name of it ready to go. But anyway.
Super Troopers?
No. Somebody put it in the chat. Police parody show. I'll come up with the name of it. It's like Cops, but it's fake. Anyway, he wears the really short shorts on that show. And his name is Lieutenant Jay Dangle.
Reno
911. Thank you. That guy came out just recently and said exactly what you just said. Which is funny because I don't think they're like right wing at all. But he goes, you know, when I was a kid, we used to have people that would just constantly, grown-ups, just tell us constantly, knock it off.
Yes!
Just knock it off. And all he was saying in that whole clip is, where have the grown-ups gone that just tell kids, stop being an idiot?
The Oval Office. Yeah. He's back in the Oval Office. And there's no more of this, you know, wringing your hands over the political ramifications of telling a marginalized group, writers, like, to tell them, knock it off, knock it off. And Donald Trump passively says knock it off, where he puts action behind his words, which is the opposite of what politicians do. They try to do as little as possible, but use words to make you think they've done the most that is possible. Donald Trump is the inverse, and it makes them crazy. Now listen to me, this entire segment that I've been talking about, these rioters in the streets, you could check my work here. I don't think I said illegal immigrant one time. We have two situations happening right now in this country. We have an illegal immigrant problem that was manifested by our own American government, our own abdicating American government, who did not enforce the laws that were on the books. That's what Donald Trump came in. He said, do the thing. It's there. Do the thing. We created a situation for ourselves that is a huge problem. And it's going to be difficult as a country to watch how we get onto the other side of this massive hill that we have to climb. And comb through right now what we see is this administration. They're trying to get thieves and rapists and murderers and gangbangers out of the country. Who disagrees with that? Pay attention, folks. Who disagrees with that? So much so that the Democrats, again, no action, all words, want to take Abrego Garcia and all of the actions that are in that grand jury testimony and why he's going back to Nashville, Tennessee. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to our conversation with Hans von Spakovsky at 12:25. All of that set aside, pay no attention to the facts behind the curtain. Marilyn, father. Since when do you give a crap? I almost said the other word. About fathers. Leftists, your main platform is to eliminate the responsibility of fathers and replace fathers with government, which is reliance on you. I kind of understand the power trip. It just seems evil to me. Everything that they're doing right now is to shift the focus away from who this administration is actually trying to deport right now. And you're not supposed to be able to talk about the rioters. If you insult the rioters, what the Democrat Party is trying to do and is successfully doing to emotionally reactive people is they're trying to say the words that you criticize those rioters with, those words apply to illegal immigrants in our country. Even those whose only crime is coming across the border without documentation and through our system. Is it a crime? Yes. What do we do with those people? We'll wait and see. But the political value here for the Democrat Party is to make the rioters be as awful as possible so that folks like me or other people who are in my position come out and criticize the rioters. And then they take our words about these jerks that are in the streets tearing apart our cities and assaulting our law enforcement. They try to take that and make it apply to the illegal immigrants that are in our country. Because that's politics. That's not real. That's not actually helping anyone. We got to take a super, super quick break. We'll be back in like 30 seconds with Andy McCarthy, who is going to talk to us about the president's reaction to the siege in Los Angeles. And here in St. Louis, we're no stranger to what this looks like. We hope it doesn't come here. Don't go away. Andy McCarthy on the Andy Frye Show next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Denying the state of California's request to stop Trump from using the California National Guard to keep the peace and keep order during these protests.
Jake Tapper there reporting on, Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump sure seem to disagree on how to handle these riots in Los Angeles. And Newsom's telling Trump to mind his business and do his job, which seems like what Trump is telling Newsom as well. Who has legal authority here and responsibility, I might add, to stop these riots from ruining our American great cities? Let's talk to our friend Andy McCarthy, contributing editor at National Review, host of the McCarthy Report and a Fox News contributor. Andy McCarthy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Annie, nice to be with you.
I appreciate your time. I want to ask you just, whose responsibility is it to keep Los Angeles safe? We've got a mayor, we've got a governor, we've got a president all involved. They all seem to have a little bit differing of opinions. Who's not doing their job and whose responsibility to get it safe?
Well,
it kind of springs from why you have the unrest. I mean, in theory, if the state lost control of its ability to police street safety, the federal government could come in, and in that scenario, usually the governor would ask the president to come in if the state is simply overwhelmed. Here, you have a unique situation in that the cause of all this is the enforcement of federal immigration law. And California has purported basically to be a sanctuary jurisdiction where they don't enforce the federal law. The courts have held for a century plus that immigration enforcement is a plenary responsibility of the federal government, which means the state can help the federal government enforce the law, but it can't impede the federal government. And if the unrest is caused by the fact that the state is essentially obstructing the federal government from enforcing the laws, then the president has unquestioned authority both to protect federal functions, that is the execution of federal law. There's no doubt that immigration falls in that category, and also to protect federal personnel and federal facilities. So in this instance, there's no question. I wouldn't want to opine that there would be no circumstance under which a governor would not be in the right telling the president to back off because the state had it handled. But here, the whole problem goes back to the state's interference with the execution of what is undoubtedly a federal responsibility.
Mm. Well, Andy, I live in the state of Illinois, so we have a provision in our state that says that local law enforcement is not to cooperate with ICE. If you arrest somebody and they have an immigration status that becomes known, you're not supposed to tip off ICE. I mean, it really does create kind of a hot box of tension in these locations where it almost seems as though the criminals can play off law enforcement with one another. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with law enforcement officials who feel like they're putting their lives on the line to do a job that at the end doesn't materialize in, you know, maybe a prosecution in some jurisdictions or actual jail time. These people get back out on the streets. It seems as though our system is set up to, we could prosecute criminals, but we don't end up keeping them in a place where they can't harm law-abiding citizens. Illinois, California certainly are two places where we've seen a lot of that. Is what's happening in Los Angeles a product of those political policies that have been put into place due to sanctuary state status?
Yeah, they are. The thing I always try to remind myself, Annie, because this isn't like, to me, this isn't intuitive. To me, it's common sense that you should want the laws enforced. And you would think that most people in the public want the laws enforced, since that's how we have, rule of law, flourishing society, civil peace, and the like. But, you know, these politicians who put these sanctuary policies in, they didn't like spontaneously appear. They're elected. So in some instances, you know, we have to admit, those of us who want to see the laws enforced, that the people have voted for these guys who don't want to enforce the laws. Now, the fact that they have decided that they don't want to enforce the laws has terrible consequences. Well, it has terrible consequences no matter what. But, I mean, it's got awful consequences when you're talking about the enforcement of state law. So, for example, you have very high crime in Chicago. I'm just talking about, like, you know, ordinary crime.
Right.
You have it in L.A. You have it in New York. There's not much the feds can do if the states won't enforce state law, because most criminal law is state law. But when you're talking about things that the federal government has jurisdiction over, narcotics trafficking, illegal gun trafficking, immigration enforcement, the federal government does not need the state's permission to come in and enforce those laws. It gets to enforce them. And while the state, you know, these sanctuary policies, the state can't be commandeered to enforce federal law. Like, the feds can't make them enforce federal law, can't make them help them, but they're not allowed to obstruct. If they obstruct, that's a crime.
just the same way as if anyone else obstructed the federal execution of immigration law, which is why, for example, this Democratic congresswoman in New Jersey, which LaMonica McGyver, has just been indicted in New Jersey for interfering with the enforcement of federal immigration law. Hmm. So, you know, if they want to turn their own laws into, parchment promises that don't actually get enforced, that's their business, but they can't interfere with the enforcement of federal law.
Hmm. Former Chief Assistant U.S. Attorney, contributing editor at National Review, and Fox News contributor Andy McCarthy with us right now. I think that the confusion that exists, I mean, I don't know, the legal system is so complicated to people who don't practice law. Most people try to live their whole lives never having to learn it. You don't ever want to have to learn all the vocabulary that goes along with trying to comb through all of this. But, you know, the president seemed, he said today at the White House, when he was taking questions, he said that, you know, what took place, I think he was referring to Minneapolis at the time. Back then, the waiting that he allowed to happen before taking action or sending in the National Guard or whatever it was, he said he wasn't going to do that this time. Do you feel as though the president's action in sending in the National Guard into Los Angeles was timely?
Yeah, I mean, all we have to do is look at the footage that we saw. We had things on fire. We had police being attacked. We had federal facilities being attacked. And I must say, you know, to hear Democrats complain about this is, to me, mind-boggling, since, you know, I again am not making apologies for the Capitol riot. I condemned it at the time. I thought it was it's atrocious. I feel like every time we mention it, I have to say that. But, you know, by comparison, that was a 3.5-hour riot that where such minimal damage was done to the facility that Congress was actually able to reconvene that night. And notwithstanding what the Democrats say again and again, no security forces lost their lives in that event. There were a number of about 140 who were seriously, or some of them were seriously injured, but there were 140 who were injured. And obviously I have no tolerance for anyone who assaults a cop. I would, you know, I prosecute those people and throw the key away. But we're talking about, you know, when we're talking about that 3.5-hour riot, the Democrats called that an insurrection, and they had the Justice Department prosecute 1,600 people, including hundreds of people who would never ordinarily be prosecuted by the Justice Department because they were only involved in peaceful protests and only committed misdemeanors at most, which the Justice Department ordinarily doesn't prosecute. Compare that, and I think this is what Trump is getting at. The post-George Floyd riots went on for months in this country. They were lethal. There was stuff that was burnt down. There were buildings that were destroyed. There were people that were killed, including law enforcement people. So, you know, I think what makes ordinary Americans upset is the idea that we have a two-tiered justice system.
Yes.
And particularly when it comes to politically motivated violence, you are pursued with the wrath of God by this government, or it turns a blind eye to you, depending on, you know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, or depending on whether, you know, right-thinking, lefty opinion thinks the thing that you're agitated about is worthy or unworthy. And I don't think people want that. What people want is one set of rules for everybody and for the government to condemn all politically motivated violence, whether it's motivated by what's perceived to be a right-wing cause or a left-wing cause.
Yeah, right on point. Andy McCarthy with us right now. You and I have had many conversations about, you know, lawfare, what the Biden administration did against Donald Trump. You were very open and objective as to the different cases that were being brought against him, the ones that you thought had a little bit more merit and the ones that were obviously lawfare. I'm curious of your assessment of the Trump administration and the pursuits, the legal pursuits that they have taken. These riots are supposed to be a reaction to deportations of people who are here illegally. I feel as though the president's gone after criminals as of this point. But do you feel as though the Trump administration has played it pretty straight, has been objective in their legal pursuits, or do you feel as though there's any revenge lawfare taking place right now with the Trump administration?
Well, I think the overarching policy to revive the enforcement of the federal immigration laws is essential. So to the extent that they've made that paramount, I think they're right to do that. I think they've done a lot of things wrong in the way that they have gone about it. I think they're right to prioritize criminal aliens. They're not only right because from a national security perspective, that's the right thing to do. I think they also would want to be understood by the public as not doing what the opposition is claiming they're doing, which is like, you know, looking for the most sympathetic illegal aliens who aren't actually harassing anyone and for the most part are, you know, just going about trying to work and that sort of stuff. Not that they're illegally in the country, too. But, you know, you want to make a priority of the most important cases. And that way, if you handle that responsibly, I think you have more leeway to do more. Plus, I think the administration has to recognize that the resources that the federal government has to devote to immigration enforcement are finite. For example, we have 20 million illegal aliens in this country. Congress has provided 46,700 detention spaces. So, I mean, if you do the math, you couldn't conceivably get rid of every single illegal alien in the country if you wanted to. And I don't think people want to live in a country where you would do the things that you have to do in order to get rid of 20 million people. What you have to do is reverse their incentive to stay. So to me, if I were the Trump Justice Department, I'd be going after the criminal aliens as they've done. But I'd also be going after employers and businesses that hire illegal aliens, not going in and sweeping up, you know, people who are going to be sympathetic and the media is going to use as, you know, to try to portray the administration as evil or insane. Go after the people who are doing the hiring, because if those jobs dry up, then people are going to say, there's no economic future for me here. I should leave. And that's the way that you're eventually going to get the immigration population down to something manageable. One last thing I would say on this, Annie, is that, you know, for many years after 9/11, we became very terrorism oriented.
Yes.
And the danger for that with law enforcement is terrorism is a thing that has to be stopped. Because one terrorist attack could be catastrophic and thousands of people could be killed. So you have to take the approach in law enforcement as we can't allow this to happen. But with other kinds of crime, that's not the approach that we take in this country. You manage crime. You don't try to completely eradicate it. You don't have the resources to completely eradicate ordinary crime. And no one would want to live in a country where the government did the kind of things it would have to do to prosecute every single petty crime that gets committed. Illegal immigration should be a manageable criminal problem, not one that you have to completely eradicate. The problem here is that for 20 years, the government didn't enforce the laws.
Yes.
And as a result, we have, you know, a terrible problem, and Trump is trying to address it. But let's not forget that it's not terrorism. You know, you have to remember, it's an ordinary law problem, and you want to manage it, but you don't want to look like you're, you know, you've lost touch with reality and that you have to go after every single person.
Real quickly, before we let you go, as a constitutional expert that you are, I want to know your thoughts. There's a No Kings rally taking place across the country, which is it's indicating that they believe that Donald Trump thinks he's a king. Is there anything in your expertise of Donald Trump's second term here that makes you believe he's acting as though he's a king?
Well, you know, look, he's done, he has an approach to governance where he wants to exercise sweeping authority. I don't think he's trying to amass sweeping authority. I think to the contrary, he realizes he's only going to be president for 4 years, even though we have this tongue-in-cheek stuff about the third term, which I think he says only because it gets a rise out of his political
it's
opposition.
It's too easy.
But,
yeah.
I think what Trump realizes is he's a one-term president. One-term president's the second-term president. You got basically 2 years to get stuff done, and then we're on to like the 2028 sweepstakes, right? And he's got Congress is so divided, he can't get, you know, a lot of legislation through. We haven't even had the one major big beautiful thing go through yet, right? So the only way he's going to be able to make big policy changes that he wants to make, even temporarily, is to use whatever sweep of executive authority is available to him to do that. And most of that stuff in statutory law is triggered by emergencies. So he's tried to say, you know, he needs to impose tariffs because trade imbalances are an emergency. And he wants to say, we need to send all the Venezuelans back because there's an invasion and I've invoked the Alien Enemies Act. You know, I think he's going to end up on the wrong end of those cases when they get to court because, and he has lost a number of these cases, because those things are not, you know, whatever you think of them, they're not, you know, life and death emergencies that allow a president to come in and wield vast powers. So I think to that extent, I understand why people are criticizing him. But I think the reason the left calls him the king is they think it works. You know, they're trying to set up their, they're trying to set up their 2028, you know, they're trying to set up the 2026 midterms and the 2028 argument against whoever is going to be the nominee to say that, you know, the Republicans are authoritarians and if you want democracy, you should vote for Democrats. That's, you know, I don't think people are going to be taken in by that, but what do I know? I'm not a, you know, I just work here.
Well, we know that you know quite a bit, a lot more about all of this legal stuff than we do, and we're always grateful for your time. Andy McCarthy, thank you for being with us here today. It's good to have you.
Thanks so much, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. You know, it's kind of funny to listen to him explain the no kings thing. Basically, what I hear him saying is the president is trying to use the full breadth of his presidential authority. I just think that would make him super presidential, don't you? Not necessarily a king, but I guess if it works to get people out. Oh, and $200 a pop per day. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us. If it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? It's supposed to happen this weekend. We need your votes on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll right now. We got 207 votes in. Why don't we have yours? Find Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y, on YouTube. Pull up our live broadcast, and in the live chat of our live broadcast, you can vote in the poll and support the military parade or say, nah, this is not for me. Leave a comment in the YouTube comments. We might read yours next. Don't go away.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. The because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want me to talk? Okay. I just go. I like took a big breath to talk, and then Brad did an eyebrow thing.
What, was he surprised that you took a big breath?
No. I thought he was going to play that big talky guy.
No, big talky guy did not.
If big talky guy was going to say something right now, what would he say?
He would say,
"This is the Annie Fry Show."
Oh, in case you were wondering. I wish we would have played somebody else's name. Gosh, I always have to avoid talking about behind the scenes stuff, about things that are happening and everything. It's like the biggest temptation I have to just spill my guts.
Look, you got what, 3 minutes here?
Mm-hmm.
Indulge yourself.
We're going to 57 this time.
4 minutes.
Ethan, come here.
Ethan, come here.
Ethan.
Is he paying attention to our show
I
right
hope
now?
So.
Yeah, he's coming.
He has dual responsibilities.
He looks kind of annoyed, though.
Well, I know he is.
Oh,
he's probably on the
he
phone.
He just kicked that door.
Did a Kramer door open?
Phone with that guy again.
Are we doing that here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we took phone calls at the beginning of the show for the YouTube live chat poll. We might do that in the 2 o'clock hour. If it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? And so we were taking calls. Ethan took calls. How'd that go?
It went great. Went great.
First call you took?
Besides the first call I took.
Was it the first call you took?
Yes. In fact, actually, you know what? I would say it was my favorite call. as much as I love all of you that actually were, you know, contributing and adding things to the show.
Oh, no, this person contributed.
Yes, that is true.
Here
technically true. So I answer, as I recall here, I answer the phone. You know, ask if there's anything, any thoughts on military parades, which is what we were taking calls on. He goes, no. No, I'd actually have something to add to the show as far as a contribution, maybe a thought, something to help you guys out. I was like, oh, okay, what's up? Let me hear it. He goes, well, it's actually kind of a negative thought. I was like, okay.
Let us have it.
And he goes, well, you know, I've been listening for a long time. Annie's great. She does a really good job. But her minions... The supporting cast, the boys, she's like, they're terrible. They don't add anything. They think that they're funny, and there's nothing of substance that they provide to the show. And I'm like, so you're talking about like Ryan, Brad, and Ethan. He's like, yes, those three, they're just terrible. I was like, okay. and I was like, well, this is Ethan, and we thank you for the call. And then he says, yeah, you guys all do terrible. And I was like, all right, thank you. And then I hung up.
Yeah.
I thought it was very funny.
We're in a moment in time on the show where we're getting a lot of feedback.
Ryan, how do you respond to that?
Well, that particular call I take personally, and you know why? Because I think it was personal. I think that attack in particular was directed at all of us.
What gave that away?
But really, me, like, thinks he's funny. That sounds like me. And I blur the lines.
Wait, Ryan, do you think you're funny?
At times.
Give your moments.
I used to.
Yeah, before that guy. and I blur the lines between professional and personal because I don't have much of a line that I put up between myself and the public. Like,
can what I
you're saying there is no professional.
What
with
I
you.
Say on the air pretty much is exactly the same way I am off the air.
That's facts. Can I add something to the it sounds like he was flattering to me and the opposite to you guys. I think he complimented me specifically to be rude to the whole show.
I think
it was a contrast.
Did he like the substance from the the 4 days that I hosted?
He didn't say.
You should have asked that.
You're right. Well, and he said I should have asked specifically about Ethan. Yeah. What about Ethan?
What about Ethan really sucks?
Like, you know what? I don't know if I agree entirely on Ryan and Brad, but that Ethan guy, he sucks. What do you think about him? That's what I should have done.
If I were taking the calls and I were in your position, I totally would have done that. I would probably still be talking to him. I'd be like, is your name Steve? Because if it's not, I don't care. So here's what I need. We've taken a little bit of a gut punch, but we're out there. We're public figures. We can handle it.
We're limping along.
The show. Are you kidding me?
You're fine.
No. No.
And he's never received a criticism.
Give me another minute.
Life.
I'm not done yet. Uh-oh. What? Get over here and let me show you my emails.
Go.
Yeah. There are all sorts of things that people hate about me. Trust me. I can list them for you. But I think that we should spend the rest of the 2 o'clock hour reading other people's thoughts about the contributors to the show that are in this room, Brad, Ethan, and Ryan. You can give us your honest assessment of how you feel about what they do, especially considering the fact that they just took you through a week and a half of me being able to spend some time with my family. They are an incredibly important part of this show. The show doesn't happen without them. I am an advocate for them on air and certainly off air. And I think that the people should be able to react in conjunction with this. And maybe we'll open the phones in the 2 o'clock hour to take poll questions and you could talk to some more people.
That would really lift my spirits.
Well, you assume. It could be all negative.
It's not going to be all negative.
What if he calls again? I'm scared, Ryan.
Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote in the YouTube poll. And come on, lift their spirits. They deserve it. They're great. It's all on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You can also stream on the Odyssey app as well. 24 hours a day, 97.1 FM Talk. Crystal clear right there. We'll be back in a minute.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.